look, the fire needs more wood. That's better. Warm hands make for a thoughtful mind. I have a story now to share.
Let's hear it.
Many years before our time, a poor farmer was digging in his field when he dug up a barrel.
It's not a diamond, but I can use a barrel like this to catch rainwater.
He rolled it to his hut and asked his wife to clean it out. She took a hand broom and began whisking out the dirt. I'll have this done in no time. Oops! I dropped my brush down to the bottom of the barrel. Oh, my goodness! Husband, come quickly!
What is it, wife?
Look into the barrel!
Where did all these brushes come from? The barrel is full to the brim with them!
I don't know. I dropped my own brush into the barrel and suddenly it filled with brushes just like it.
Well, let's empty them out. I want the barrel as a rain catch.
So the farmer and his wife tried to empty the barrel of its hand brooms. But for every one they pulled out, a new one appeared. When their little hut was littered with brooms, the couple gave up. The farmer became a broom seller. One day, a man was paying for a broom.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye. Whoops! Money dropped into the barrel.
The wife was just coming out the door. Husband, why are you staring into the barrel with your mouth open? Have the brooms all disappeared? I knew it was too good to last.
You're right, wife. The brooms have all disappeared, but look!
The barrel's full of money! So it was, and the farmer's family lived a comfortable life after that. Whenever anyone needed money, all they had to do was scoop a handful out of the barrel. Now, the farmer had an old grandfather living with him. The grandfather was weak and shaky because he was so old, but the farmer felt everyone had to do some sort of work, so he gave the grandfather the job of shoveling money out of the barrel.
Grandfather, why aren't you working?
I have only stopped to rest, my grandson. Why are you so angry with me? What does it matter how much or how fast I shovel, since the barrel is always full and you have plenty?
Don't ask such stupid questions, old man. The more you shovel, the more I have. So keep working. What else are you good for?
My grandson, wealth is clouding your good nature and turning you into a monster. I'm old, very old, but I can see I'm the only one who can teach you a lesson. With that, the old grandfather fell into the barrel dead. Immediately, the money was gone, and the barrel filled up with dead grandfathers. The farmer had to pull them all out and have them buried, which used up all the money he had collected. When he was through, the barrel split in two, losing all its magic, and the farmer was then just as poor as the day he had found the barrel. As for the old grandfather, he sat on a cloud, and he laughed, and he laughed.